1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Liquid Ring is now available through the American Freedom Radio Network.
Freedom Network, and this morning we have a very special guest. His name is Michael Colacci. Michael is a television producer, director, motion picture producer and director. And, I first ran into Michael a couple of years ago. He was actually on my radio program talking about a pornography and embedded images in Catholic art. Now, Michael is a traditional Catholic who stumbled across the fact that there was frank pornography being put out by certain key publishing houses affiliated with the Catholic Church. So I'm going to let him tell you this story. It ended up with a motion picture, and I had a small part in that. This was a full-length motion picture which showed in a number of theaters all across America and totally blacked out by the controlled medium. Because the last thing they want is for the American people to understand the infiltration of our churches. Certainly, not only the Catholic Church, we have the same thing in the Protestant Church as well. Implanting ideas in our subconscious that are already, of course, to focus our attention on sex and the perverse and the occult. Michael, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
My pleasure, Stan. As always, good to be with you.
Why don't you just pick up and you tell the story?
Well, essentially, our production company, a motion picture production company, is Silver Sword International, and our motto is merging media with morality. We make family-oriented feature films, and we were about to go into pre-production on a film called Intimate Fear, and I'm an American, but we were filming, getting set to film in Toronto, Ontario, in Canada. And we just simply needed to shoot a couple of scenes from this film in Catholic churches. And me being a traditional Catholic, I just figured this would be, you know, pretty easy to do, obviously. This is a family film, but we were declined. So I felt that something had to be wrong, so I investigated the Archdiocese of Toronto, and straight up the ladder to the Cardinal, to the Monsignor, to Suzanne Scorsone, who's the Director of Communications at the Archdiocese, who actually gave me the declination letter after seeing the script and seeing that it is family-oriented. We found that they were engaging in what I call satanic pornography embedded into religious art, which is something that's been used for literally hundreds of years. And incredibly, something that I've been studying for over 20 years at the time, now 22 years, I've been actually extracting images from artwork, and a lot of those images are demonic, pornographic, and suggestive, aimed at the subconscious mind. So after I found this out, I tried very hard to have their pictures removed. The main picture they have is actually on their website, which is archtoronto.org, and it's a gigantic scene of masturbation, and Jesus is in it. And it was specially made for the Archdiocese back in 1999 and in time for World Youth Day, when children would be logging on around the world to view the Archdiocese of Toronto before coming there. And it's people grabbing each other, and there's all kinds of demonic symbolism, 666, inverted pentagrams, and devil faces inside there. And when I discovered that, I tried to have it come down, but the Archdiocese wouldn't help me. The Papal Nuncio to Canada would not help me. That's the ambassador of the Vatican to Canada, the CCCB, the Canadian Conference of Catholic Bishops, like the USCCB in the United States, wouldn't help me, and the Vatican would not help me. They expected me to be a good Catholic and go away, but I could not. So I suspended the production of Intimate Fear, went back to New York, and, you know, it's the Holy Spirit guiding you here, because I had another movie on my hands, didn't really know it at the time, because in the United States, the situation was far worse. The images of satanic pornography in both historical and contemporary art, I found them on hymnals and missals in the United States from the largest publisher of hymnals and missals for Catholic churches, the Oregon Catholic Press, who supplies 2 out of every 3 archdioceses in the United States, and even the alternate, J.S. Pollock out of Illinois, from World Library Publications. They supplied most of the other ones of the Catholic churches. So it became a huge international trend, a series of scandals that became so big that more and more art came presented to me, and Rape of the Soul is the title of the film, because that's exactly what's happening. It is a violation of the soul. And even the word rape was an acronym, because the artwork was actually all planned and requisitioned. And R stands for requisitioned, A for approved, P for promoted, and E for executed. So requisition, approve, promote, execute. And this plan was discovered and is explained in the movie. This is not just a bunch of pictures and here's what we found and thank you very much. This is a full-length, 140-minute feature film documentary that, as you mentioned, Stan, was throughout major theaters in the United States from March till May, and ran for 9 weeks, and had a tremendous amount of sabotage to try to stop it. And of course now we have the DVD release up, and it is something that I think that everybody needs to see, because it's educational. There are several experts in the film with their particular area of expertise. Mine is in art, and Stan, you're in the film as well. And we explain the cause and effect, what this does to you, and more importantly, how to find these things, the techniques of what artists actually use to embed images, and how it's done, and we extract them right out of the picture. We literally pull them right out of the picture, and some of these are sexual. I mean, we're talking about, you know, phallic symbols and things like this, and some swear words and things, but, you know, they're on Jesus, and they're on saints, and they're on religious figures, and I needed to do something about this, so having another film on my hands, Rape of the Soul, became a film that's never been made quite like this before, and we're doing our best to keep it going, because it ran for 9 weeks theaters, which is actually very good, but certainly the church and demonic forces out there, as you mentioned, Stan, are trying to stop it.
And it really is a fascinating program. I know one of our friends had actually seen it six times in Boston. And were they getting pretty good audiences? It really was all had to be information put out person to person, didn't it?
Yes, we actually hired professional PR organizations. But one of them, we found out a few weeks later, actually into the job, that they were essentially working for the church. So we actually had, and I know it seems embarrassing, but I have to tell you, we had an inside job happening at our own company. I mean, we outsourced PR. And it turns out that things were being told to us that weren't occurring, like we've been booked on different shows, and the articles are coming out, and the national publicity is coming. Don't wait, you know, just wait a little bit, and don't worry. And it turns out we have the film in theaters, and we had to do special ground promotions in each city while we were waiting for national publicity, which we were told is coming, but actually never came.
Never came. Well, that's, I was afraid it was going to happen. Anyway, we'll be back in just a moment with Michael Kalachi.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Morning, Michael Colaci. We're talking about Michael's film, The Rape of the Soul. It's a full-length the film, you know, shown on the big screen and all across America. How many theaters did you get it into?
We had, I believe, 12 different markets for 9 weeks. And some of the markets, like Boston, Chicago, for example, ran either the entire 9 weeks or 8 weeks. Los Angeles, I believe, 6 weeks. And Orange County, Texas, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., the Pacific Northwest. And we had the ability to actually put the film in many, many more markets, but those were the top markets of the country. And as I was saying earlier, we simply were on standby waiting for national publicity to, you know, announce the film, which we told was actually happening. But we had enlisted some very bad PR people who, as you know, Stan, you met one of the lead guys for the PR, and you know, he was lackadaisical, wasn't really doing much, and threw us a bone, as we say, and you know, that was about it. And we had no chance in having a national PR catch up. So most people don't know the film was out there outside of those markets. So it did fine in the markets it was in, and lasted a long time. But eventually, you have to make the decision if you're, you know, in idle or in first gear, and you're burning fuel. You know, now what? We need everybody to see this. We've had requests from around the world for when is the DVD coming out, and we waited our customary period of time after the theatrical release was ended in the United States, and now the DVD is available, and now people can see it because it's now playing in everywhere. It's playing in their own homes. So that was critical, and certainly these people who thought they can kill the film and have not done so successfully certainly didn't want it made in the first place. They didn't want it to complete post-production. They didn't want it in theaters. They certainly didn't want it to run a whole 9 weeks, which is phenomenal. But they also didn't want it to be on DVD, because now anybody can have it around the world, and that's exactly what we're doing as of this week.
And, of course, this really is an explosive film, because obviously there are people at the highest levels of the Catholic Church who do not want the public to understand. And certainly one of the most fascinating things is the story of this this crucifix that was actually worshipped by St. Francis of Assisi back in the 1200s. Would you like to go into the background of that story? Because
sure.
I think it is so fascinating that the nuns recognized the pornography on this piece of artwork and hid it for 700 years. They hid it. They didn't want this out. But, of course, it has been released and circulated all across the world with the embedded occult art and pornographic art on the crucifix. So pick up the story there.
Yes, actually, again, as for Catholics listening, St. Francis was a great saint, a great man, had the stigmata. There's nothing against St. Francis, but he did pray to a cross called the San Damiano Crucifix, which most people would recognize when they see it. It's sort of like a goofy-looking Jesus and a gold cross with boxes on the left and right side and a saint stuck on the boxes. And St. Francis received a message which he thought was from the cross, but it was from God, which was to rebuild my church. And he misheard, he misinterpreted the message. And, you know, before he was a saint. And saints are people, and people are flawed, and I explain this in the film. And he made a mistake on this. He went out and rebuilt actual physical churches with brick and mortar and hammer and nails and what have you. And God let it go for a while, I think, to teach us all a lesson that, you know, we're human, we can make mistakes, but we can get past them. And he gave him another message, which was, rebuild my church, meaning a spiritual church. So St. Francis did indeed do so. But the cross was planted inside Assisi, inside the chapel that he was praying by satanic forces. And when I say this, I'm not saying this as a conspiracy person. I'm saying it because it's from an unknown Italian artist. I'm an Italian artist, but I'm known. And all artists want to have their signature on what they're doing, because we're creators. And you either work for Christ or you work for Satan, because Satan can't create, but he certainly can convince an artist who's having a rough time to create something and foul up the world, which is what I ended up uncovering in the contemporary art. But this cross, 700 years ago, has embedded right on the abdomen of Christ a phallic symbol, a very large one, that is the underside of penis and testicles right on Christ. And the reason why people don't see this consciously is because it's embedded between two scenes of people on the left and right side of the cross, which your eyes are drawn to. And this is actually a technique that artists use. They plant this off fovea, which is explained in the film. A fovea is a cluster like the pinhead, size of a pinhead, and your eye, inside your eye, and you have to actually strike your fovea on every little single pinpoint in order to absorb the image consciously, which most people don't do. They have no reason to be looking at the abdomen of Christ anyway, so they're just not looking there. They're certainly not striking their fovea on all parts of it to see what's there. So the artist plants this and fools St. Francis. And when St. Francis died, the Clare nuns, and St. Clare is another saint, the Clare nuns, the Clare order, took the cross and hid it for 700 years. Because they actually did indeed see what was there, but did not want to interrupt or embarrass St. Francis about it. They didn't know what to do with this cross. They didn't know whether to burn it or to bury it or destroy it or whatever, because they thought, through St. Francis, that it had some kind of power from it. And here's a mistake. Catholics were not supposed to be praying to objects, to crosses or statues. They're reminders. Sometimes miracles might occur from something, and it's not the statue or the cross. It's the Holy Spirit behind it. The Catholics sometimes don't understand that, and I say this again as a devout Catholic, but the image that's on the cross was hidden, and then in 1957, the Vatican decides this is the time to bring out the cross, because as you know, Stan, in 1957, that was the first year of the official subliminal experiments, we'll call them, and the CIA and the motion picture industry, the advertising industry. I want to say motion picture industry. Somebody did actually make a film where they put popcorn and Coca-Cola and intermixed it inside the film to see if people would be thirsty or hungry or have it embedded in their mind. Some of these things were dismissed and some of them were not, but the bottom line is that the experimentations occurred at the same time. So the Vatican knows what they're doing. They decide this is the time to bring out this cross. And people have been programmed for a long time. During the mid-20th century, the surrealist period, before we had the word subliminal existed, Salvador Dali and others would plant embeds left and right, didn't care if you saw them consciously or not. So this was the time to bring out the cross. So St. Francis was fooled by this cross and died not knowing what it really meant consciously until it was uncovered. And I should mention that there's another cross, again in the same century, in the 1200s, about 1255, called the Degollo Crucifix, which is essentially the same cross, once again by an unknown Italian artist, except on the left and right side there's only one person instead of two, like the San Damiano. But it does have the underside embedded of a phallic symbol right on the abdomen of Christ. The difference is the Degollo is in a museum at the Art Institute of Chicago right now on display, and has sold for a long time, made millions of dollars. But the San Damiano is all over the world. People have this in churches, in convents, on keychains, and around their neck, and they think that it's some kind of substitute for the church. But, you know, I'm a traditional Catholic, and the new church, this is the cross of the new church, the San Damiano. This is not a crucifix or a regular cross. This is something that is demonic, it is satanic, and it is certainly pornographic. And anybody looking at the cross, you stare at the abdomen of the San Damiano that's listening right now, you will see the underside clearly. Clearly, the underside of I hate to say it, but anatomy now, scrotum, testicles, erection, right on the Christ, right on the cross.
And, of course, what they're doing is doing everything they can to equate, you know, the holy figure with pornography. And this is really an effort to destroy Christianity, destroy the influence of the Catholic Church. But people don't understand that these ideas are implanted in their subconscious mind, and of course they then down the line will erode their faith. This is what it's about. There is a conspiracy against God. It's been around for a long time, but after 700 years, this one cross was actually taken out now and on public display all over the world. Why would they do that? And why would they try to suppress this film? They do not want people to understand that they're playing with our minds, altering our reality, and of course shaping our ideas. So this is the sort of thing that there's really so many examples of this that Michael has in his film, even going back to, what was it, Botticelli?
Yes, Botticelli and other Renaissance artists are also featured in the film. Rape of the Soul has historical art going as far back as the San Damiano and Bagallo, like we just mentioned, and also we discuss Renaissance artists, Botticelli, Albert Durer, El Greco, who's a mannerism artist slightly thereafter, but followed in the same path of when you're working with the devil, you're incorporating things that are blasphemous inside the artwork. And these guys just did not like the church. They had problems with the church. They were creators. They thought themselves that they were like God. So nobody's going to tell them what to do. And they embedded images left and right. And Botticelli, we show in the film, the adoration of the Magi. And Botticelli, if people don't know this, Botticelli was a homosexual, openly gay. And he actually instilled two homosexual scenes inside the Adoration of the Magi, which is a famous painting he had. He even put himself in the painting, staring at the viewer with a snarl on his face, and this is all at the birth of Christ. Now, we show this in the film, and all of the embeds he planted in there, this is a famous guy, and we extract them right in front of you, point them right out. And, of course, Leonardo da Vinci, he didn't like the church because he also was a homosexual, and at the time, the church was against homosexuality. Now, the church pretends it's wrong and disagrees, but most priests are homosexual. There's just no way around this. So it's more of it's a different situation today. Back in that time, because of the hatred of the church, they took the money to make the paintings, but Leonardo da Vinci painted John, and we hear this again from the Da Vinci Code, which is a nice story, but it's certainly not true, paints John as a woman, the Apostle John. He liked effeminate men. In fact, he also has a track record of painting effeminate men. He painted John the Baptist, which we show in the film, as an androgynous person, half man, half woman. So it's really not far-fetched to see that Da Vinci is painting in the Last Supper a blasphemous shot against Christ, and even not allowing the cup of Christ right there at the table. So he has a track record of doing this, and we get into Da Vinci, we get into Albert Durer, who was a follower of Da Vinci, who painted his version of Adoration of the Magi without Joseph around at the birth of Christ, as if Mary just was a single mother, and Jesus was born, and there was a thief at the birth of Christ, and not even in a manger. So there's a lot of Renaissance art that we discuss, and then of course the biggest of all, I think, what we relate today is the Catholic Global Network, EWTN, and Catholic Greetings, which is a greeting internet card company, as well as the Oregon Catholic Press, as I believe I mentioned earlier, and J.S. Pollock, which promotes all of this, either historical art on the hymnals and missals and websites, or contemporary art done by contemporary men from the church, priests or brothers. And they put this again on the hymnals and missals in the internet, and it's designed a program. It is all subconscious. People don't know how to look for it, which we do explain in the movie. And we go through these major Catholic organizations of contemporary art as well.
Now, you mentioned that the artist for the Oregon Press, Oregon Catholic Press, had actually, because of the film, had actually been put out of the order, but he'd gone into another order, and he's continuing his pornographic art. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. The one artist that we do profile quite a bit in the film is named Steve Erspammer, who I nicknamed Stevie Six, because this guy cannot stop putting 666 in his artwork. He's a contemporary artwork guy. He's in his 50s, I believe, and he's been doing this for a few decades.
And of course, they understand the significance of 666. I mean, people who are in the occult, deeply involved in the occult, understand that is the number of the beast that they worship. And whether you see it in logos or whether you see it in Stephen Stammer's pictures, many of them are placed in Catholic hymnals. 666. We'll be back in just a moment with Michael Colazzi here on the American Freedom Network.
Hi, this is Michael at KHNC Radio, and I'd like to stop for a moment and talk about Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. You know, those little things around the house, the yard, even the car, they can pile up and we can all fall behind. That's where Andy's comes in. They can help you with remodeling, plumbing, decks, floor tile, auto and home upholstery, woodworking, drywall, and painting, and so much more. Andy's done a lot of work for us here at the radio station. I highly recommend them. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval, with a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
When you look at the sky, it seems relatively empty. Yet somewhere beyond that vast sea of blue lies Wild Blue, affordable high-speed internet via satellite. For as little as $49.95 a month with free installation, Wild Blue brings you the world and your connection to it. Imagine surfing the web with lightning-fast speeds up to 30 times quicker than dial-up. Suddenly, you can send large emails in a flash. You can even download music or watch videos online. Plus, Wild Blue comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Finally, just about everyone under the sun has access to affordable high-speed internet. And like the clear blue sky, that's a beautiful thing. Wild Blue, high-speed internet out of the blue.
Make the move to Wild Blue Country. Call 1-866-WILD-BLUE today and get free installation. That's 1-866-WILD-BLUE or see your local dealer. Must have Southern line of sight. Speeds may vary. Price of first to value back. Promotional plan details subject to change at any time. See wildblue.com for full details.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is Michael Colacci. And before we go on, Michael, would you get your website out and your telephone number if people would like to get copies of the DVD?
Certainly, the website's very simple. It's rapeofthesoul.com, rapeofthesoul.com, rapeofthesoul.com. And you'll see the trailers on there of the film in theaters, and also you'll see the there's certain clips that you can see of the film clips, and if the Dr. Stan's on there as well. And should you like to order online, you certainly can. You can just click DVD and posters, and you can order online as a secure server, or if you'd like to call, we have 24/7 operators always available. It's 800-973-7343. That's 800-973-7343. And I urge everybody to support the cause, because this is Silver Sword International's production. Even though it's not a family-oriented film, we are exposing evil and saving souls, pointing people, educating them. And it's very important that you know this. And it's the support of merging media with morality, which is a tremendous cause to support.
Well, it certainly is, and it's a gripping film. I mean, I've seen it several times. On the large screen. I'm looking forward to getting my DVD so we can watch it again. My family's never seen it, and you know, of course, Michael flew us back to Chicago and where the film was first viewed, and you know, it was quite an exciting experience to actually see it all put together. My friend Dr. Judith Reisman is there, who's written extensively on Kinsey. There's a Wilson, what's his name?
Wilson Brian Key, Dr. Wilson, right. Brian Key, yeah.
And Wilson Keyes is there. He's Wilson Brian Keyes. He is, of course, one of the experts on embedded images. And maybe we could talk a little bit about Wilson Brian Keyes, because he's a very impressive individual who has written extensively about the techniques of mind control, and how it's used in advertising, how they're able to influence your tastes, your desires, and of course it's being used in Catholic art to create depravity. So go ahead and pick up the story.
Yeah, Dr. Wilson Brian Keast, and he's a very impressive man, highly intelligent, and as we say, he's a compassionate atheist. It's amazing how we all agree, come from different backgrounds, but yet agree on this programming, embedded imagery, and how harmful it is, that you should know. But Dr. Key wrote the first book on this subject called Subliminal Seduction back in 1973-74, and wrote another four after that. And he really pinpoints how it is in advertising and was the discoverer of the Bigalo crucifix that we discussed earlier, the one in Chicago. And he explains how the eye works, as we discussed the fovea and how it strikes, and how sometimes you miss these elements when you're looking at art or advertising, and the programming effects are very real. In fact, those of you who don't believe in this stuff, and you say, oh, that's subliminal, I don't believe that. It actually does work. Here are some reasons why. If it didn't work, artists like myself and artists who are out there, whether you're art or making movies or painting, what have you, we wouldn't plan everything. We wouldn't put images that we want you to see inside the art. And embed artists wouldn't waste their time, and they sometimes take years to make a painting, putting embedded images in art if it didn't work. Advertisers and the church wouldn't be paying huge amounts of dollars for embedded images in art if it didn't work. And Dr. Wilson Brian Key was consulted by the mighty Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the ATF, in the United States, by trying to write a law against the imagery. So they asked him, what do we call this? Because we need to regulate alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, and we can't allow wine, beer companies, firearm companies to put embedded images on their advertising because it can subliminally bring people to buy the product or to do something that they don't want to do consciously. So Dr. Wilson Brian Key wrote that, and it's still with the ATF today. We show the lineage in the film of the ATF, which is that you can't. It's something that's not perceived at a normal level of conscious awareness, and that's how it's written. In other words, you simply don't see it consciously, but you see the whole picture. Just because your fovea of your eye does not strike on every single element inside there, you get the perception you're seeing the whole thing, as Dr. Key says in the movie, but you don't. You're only seeing what you struck your fovea on consciously. That's why when you're looking at a person and you see they have a jacket and tie, if you left 5 minutes and try to exactly describe what kind of jacket and tie, if there's a hair on the lapel or whatever, you probably don't remember all that because you didn't see it strike your fovea and you didn't see it consciously. So the ATF would not be wasting their time creating a law against this, and they used the law. If everybody remembers the Joe Camel incident where the ads were, they said, aimed at kids. Yes, they were aimed at kids. Joe Camel's on the beach cool, and he's got a camel face. He's smoking a camel cigarette, looking at people. But the ATF stopped that because they used this law. They used the fact because Joe Camel had embedded images on his face. In the ads, they broke that regulation. So therefore, they were able to shut down Joe Camel ads. It wasn't because it was strictly aimed at kids, but of course, the media would never tell you this because, as Dr. Wilson Byron Key has been investigating for 30-something years, the advertising agencies use this all the time, and will, looking at the image just for one blink of an eye, will put it in your mind, and if it's something wrong with the image, something demonic or off, you will go back to that, and you will then have that trigger at a future time. It can make you buy a product or what have you. And folks, alcohol companies especially, spend billions of dollars in advertising, billions every year, would never spend that kind of money if the process didn't work. And guess where they learned from, Stan? The church. Because the church has been doing it for hundreds of years and has been hiring artists and be able to actually sell the religion. And in 1957, perfect example is the San Damiano crucifix. Let's program people. Let Christ look in a very blasphemous fashion. Let's bring in the demonic and let's show sex subconsciously, because when you're looking at horror, when you mix sex and horror together, as even Dr. Judith Reisman, as you mentioned in the film, says, you combine it together like Adolf Hitler did. We show Nazi art in the film as well to the audience. We should let them know. We talk about Joseph Goebbels and Hitler and show Nazi art and how the occult that Hitler loved and used. And as you mentioned, Stan, Helena Petrovna Blavatsky's occult scenario is also discussed. how Hitler used the occult to capture the masses. And he used the same system, the same thing. They put embeds in Nazi propaganda. And Hitler was very tight with the church at the time, very close to cardinals and the Pope. So the church knows what they're doing, and they can't be exonerated because of this. And it's all connected inside the film Rape of the Soul, a tremendously powerful story. We're not just saying that. I'm sure your listeners always trust you, Dr. Stan. It is, you know, not just because you're in the film. A film like this has just simply never been made. And we trot out expert after expert, and it's laid out in a very, very brilliant story.
And people say, well, why would anybody in the church want to undermine the church? Well, if you want to destroy Christianity, I mean, would you try to attack it from without, or would you attack it from within? And when you understand that there is a conspiracy against Christianity, there's a conspiracy against God, and it carries over into almost every aspect of our life today. Once you understand that, why, what so much of what's going on in the world begins to make sense. Now, it's simply not in the Catholic Church. Michael is a traditional Catholic. He's made the film, you know, because he wants to expose this force. It's in the Protestant Church, too. Don't think for 1 minute that, of course, Satan doesn't hate the Protestants as much as he hates the Catholics. We'll be right back here in just a moment at the American Freedom Network, and we'll welcome your calls if you'd like to call in.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, I'm Ann Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mental alertness. That's 303-833-2784.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Michael Colazzi of Silver Sword International. And let me suggest you go to his website, rapeofthesoul.com, and look at the trailers. And the, hopefully, of course, you'll want to get the DVD. It's important people understand how well, widely spread, how well coordinated this attack is within the Catholic Church. Now, basically, of course, you pointed out this Oregon Catholic Press, what they're doing in the hymnals. What are they, about two-thirds of the Catholic hymnals in our country, in the United States, you know, have the material from the Oregon Catholic Press?
That's correct. Two out of every three churches have material from the Oregon Catholic Press, and we profile a lot of their material over the past few years. They've unfortunately put a horrific suicide message on one of their hymnals, aimed at children. And after that, they follow it up with a demonic imagery and phallic symbols right on the hymnal. And I'm talking, you know, phallic symbols, folks, right on the hymnal in church. When I came to New York after Toronto, after discovering the Archdiocese of Toronto scandals, I looked at the Oregon Catholic Press because I'm a former or certified catechist teacher who teaches religion to public school kids, and I remember the Oregon Catholic Press being a big hymnal and missal provider, and I figured, let me check on this, because this is a way to put millions of the images right in church so you don't even have to see it on the Internet or walking through a certain place with the religious art. And that's exactly what happened. There's people who are quite alien, and I think you'll know Stever Spammer, the artist that the Oregon Catholic Press keeps using, because he's the one that paints Jesus in this oblong faces, these long arms. He looks like a troll. If Catholics are listening, that kind of modern-looking Catholic art, that's strictly coming from this one guy, Stever Spammer, who they keep hiring to paint the artwork. And it's all connected. Or Spammer is a recruited kid. He comes in as a talented artist. He paints art dedicated to the destruction of the church, dedicated to Satan, using Satan's 666, the mark of the beast, and puts the word sex, S-E-X, right in the hymnals. And the hymnal right now, the one right now in the Catholic churches until November, it's called the 2006 Music Issue from the Oregon Catholic Press, painted by Stever Spammer, has Miriam from the Old Testament dancing on the front cover with a tambourine, and in between her legs is a swastika. And on her dress is the word S-E-X. Now, in the film, we actually extract this right in front of your eyes, and actually on the website, you can go to it and look on View Clips on rapeofthesoul.com, click on View Clips, and you'll see the clip of the swastika hymnal right there. So, Stever Spammer, as you mentioned earlier, Stan, was a Marianist brother in the St. Louis area, but Rape of the Soul outed him. And in the middle of the night, which is the way churches do this today, Bishop Burke ended up kicking him out of his archdiocese. And even though he has really no jurisdiction over holy orders, which in the Catholicism, you're a Franciscan or a Marianist, you're in a particular holy order, you have your own order. So you don't really pay attention to the bishop of that archdiocese, but Burke made sure he was moved out of there, and he wouldn't publicize it. And if Burke is such a good guy, he certainly would have removed the Oregon Catholic Press hymnals, but has not, and he's not come out against any other priests or bishops because he's part of the team. So people need to understand that. But Stever Spammer, Stevie Six, after almost 30 years of doing this and 1,500 of these horrific satanic pornographic artworks still in the pews today and more coming, was moved to St. Meinrad's Monastery on probation to become a Benedictine monk. So that's highly unusual. It just never happens that you switch orders like this. It's a punishment, but it's also a glorification, because the satanic Oregon Catholic Press, John Lim is the publisher there, they come up with a glorification of Stever Spammer, that he's doing this for the glory of the church. But he's not. This man is a horrible man. And if you think a priest who abuses one child has done a horrible thing, Stever Spammer has for decades been abusing you just because you've been looking at his art, his satanic pornographic art, and it has affected you, 1,500 of these artworks, for decades. So this man has been seen by literally millions and millions of people, and no one's ever gotten after him except for me in Rape of the Soul. And the effect that we have is that he's now in a monastery, but he's still drawing his works. And the Oregon Catholic Press has just glorified him on their website, and they're using his artwork for the next year as well.
And, of course, they can't admit what they're doing. I mean, Catholics would be horrified to realize how an agency, an extension of the church, is actually working within the church to destroy the minds, the hearts, basically the souls of our children. They know exactly what they're doing, and working from within, the effort is, of course, to destroy and undermine Christianity. Well, Michael, certainly we're running out of time. Once again, why don't you get your website, your telephone number out, and hopefully people want to get this DVD. It's a powerful weapon. It's one of the better weapons, one of the best weapons we have, that will help you to show to others so they can understand what this is about. And remember, an artist never puts in something by accident. Everything is planned. They know exactly what they're doing. They sketch it out beforehand. The message is there, and then they paint or produce the artwork. So go ahead.
Exactly right, Stan. Thank you. Yes, it's rapeofthesoul.com. You can order online, see the clips and trailer, read some more about it. And if you want, and you don't want to order online, certainly call the 800 number, 800-973-7343. That's 800-973-7343, 24 hours, 7 days a week. Go to the website, rapeofthesoul.com, take a look. It is a very powerful film, and you need to educate yourself about this, especially if you're around children, if you have children, grandchildren. A lot of this is aimed at kids. You need to know how to recognize it. We show you the techniques. We extract the artwork. It's critically important for you to know this. And it's not going to be solved by the church or complaining to bishops and priests and what have you. We've already done that. They simply don't want anything to get out. They're trying their best to suppress the film. But again, it ran very well theatrically and could have even been better. But under the sabotage that we're on right now and the attacks, we need as much support as possible to continue the word to grow. So please do so.
Well, God bless you. Thanks so much, Michael. I'm looking forward to getting my copy of the Rape of the Soul DVD. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential protein, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of the special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877. If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
I talked to his wife just the other day. They're doing everything they can to keep the American people from seeing this DVD. They prevented it from being shown across the country by sabotage. I talked to the PR man. It was very obvious that he had no intention at all of pushing this film. And he was obviously associated with some of the secret societies within the structure of Catholicism. And there are secret societies there, but there are secret societies in every aspect of our society. And you must understand that. Certainly we're carrying a new book on this book that really changed my life back about 1980. It's Hostage to the Devil. Hostage to the Devil. It was written by Malachi Martin. It's an older book. Came out probably in the late 1970s, early 1980s. You can get the book from Radio Liberty, Hostage to the Devil. It's the story of five exorcisms documented by the Catholic Church. And they, of course, do a great deal, you know, to make absolutely certain this is not somebody who's just crazy. These are people who are actually demonically possessed. I promise you, you will never look at the world with the same eyes again after you read this book. And of course, later we got a chance to get to meet Malachi Martin and to interview him on a number of occasions. So we have a four-tape set of the wisdom of Malachi Martin. If you'd like to get the book or you'd like to get the four-tape set, if you get the two of them together, why, of course, you'll get a $5 discount. I think it's $34.95 for the book and the four-tape set. A tremendous introduction to what's going on, and where, of course, Malachi Martin tells about his book, Winslow's House, which is written as fiction, but it's really fact, about the satanic ceremony sacrifice, or feigned sacrifice, in the basement of the Vatican. Fascinating information you're not going to get elsewhere. Information you need, whether you're Catholic or Protestant, to understand the attack on Christianity today. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We will be carrying the DVD, The Rape of the Soul, as well. That's The Rape of the Soul. It's an important DVD. It's important you read it, you watch it, and you help us get the information out across America. Of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get it. You can get it DVD, VHS, but the book is important and expensive, and if you buy them in bulk, why, of course, we can reduce the price for you. We need to get the information out so people will understand the spiritual battle that is being fought today, the spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And believe me, Christian civilization is under attack to get it today. We hope you go to our website, radioliberty.com. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and our protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com. Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom.
Talk to the American Freedom Network. Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado 80534, or online at AmericanNewsNet.com.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In the self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This